I know. It's, well, if you come across a Stanley, you're more than likely going to get an app. It's all fucked up. No, everything. If you have, like, a last name.
Afternoon, Simco Precision. How may I help you?
Yeah, is Rich there?
No, he's not. I'm sorry.
Okay. Are you expecting him to be in the office later on today or possibly Monday?
No, he's gone for the weekend.
Gone for the weekend. Okay, does he happen to have an email?
You can send anything to our main email address. That's mail, M-A-I-L, at SencoPrecision.com.
Okay, SencoPrecision.com?
Yes.
Okay, well, actually, is there, like, an office manager or controller I can speak with?
I am.
Oh, you are? Okay. And do you handle the financial decisions alongside Rich?
Yes, I do.
Okay, perfect. And what was your name? I'm sorry.
Maria Williams.
Oh, hi, Maria. Well, my name's Danny. I'm with the Bank of Cardiff, and I was actually trying to follow up on some finance offers the bank mailed out to the business about two and a half weeks ago, and it looks like the offer is based on some financing you did with TCF back in 2008. Are you familiar with that?
No, I was not here back then, and all I can tell you right now is we are financially stable. We're not borrowing anything. At all.
Awesome. Yeah.
Companies downsized big time. We've laid off 75% of all of our employees, and we're operating on what we have. And he's not borrowing. I can tell you that right now. We were at our bank today, and they offered him some lines of credit and stuff, and he turned everybody down.
Why
so
did
I
he
know,
turn it down?
I know how Richard is. He doesn't need it. We don't need it, and he does not want to get into any debt that he does not need to at this time.
Yeah, I understand. Well, why'd you guys kind of downsize? Like, what happened?
Oh, we are in the oil and gas industry. We're in Texas. Houston, Texas. So there is no work right now. There hasn't been any work for the past year.
Yeah, I used to work out in Odessa. I worked for CMEX.
Yeah.
Back in, it was a couple years back. And, yeah, it was
a couple years back, we were doing great.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's so crazy to hear, like, how slow it is.
I know. It all started January of 2015, and it's been going downhill ever since.
do they see it, like, or foresee it anyway, coming, like business?
Well, it looks at this time that it's going to be this way for at least another year. So most likely we'll be laying a few more people off before it's all over with, because we're going to try to just survive on the absolute minimum, you know, a couple of people at the office and maybe, you know, four or five machinists, and that's all we're going to be able to do for a while, so.
Yeah, that's tough. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
And, I mean, do you guys, like, what is it you exactly do with the, do you create?
Oh, we machine the parts for the oil and gas industry. Yeah, we have huge, you know, all of the biggest names in the business or our clients, and you know, when they stop giving us orders, then all work stopped. So
Nah, it's a bum. Now, do you guys make stuff, like, how is it? It's in North Dakota and South Dakota, right? It's still, that's where oil's at as well.
Well, yes, but see, because it's too expensive right now for us to drill, since the oil in the Middle East gone so cheap, you know, it's like $9 per barrel. I mean, we can't compete with that. Mm-mm. So no one's drilling. So if they're not drilling, they don't need any new parts, you know.
Yeah.
So it's hurting. It's not hurting just you know, the big wigs. It's hurting all of the little guys, shops like us, and then in turn it hurts everybody that, you know, did work for us, like grinding and coding and deliveries and cleaning people that we had to let go. I mean, it's just like a chain reaction. You know, it's like dominoes.
Exactly.
One fell and they all fell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
it's pretty tough. Yeah.
It's really tough. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. And have you dealt with this in the past? Does it kind of fluctuate like this a lot? I know.
Well, in the last 35 years, this is about the third time. But this is the worst it's ever been. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Early 80s, then mid 90s, and now everybody in the business says this. They've never seen it this bad, because in the past, even when you know, the prices went down, there was still some work coming in, and now the thing is, there's no work coming in. So.
Oh wow! Have you guys tried to, like, branch out into other, like, niches? Like,
well, if Richard was younger, he would have.
Yeah.
But he's done this for 35 years. You know, he's near his retirement, and he does not want to invest Like I said, if he was younger, probably so, but not at this stage of his life. So we're just hoping he'll hang on for a couple of years, and you know.
Yeah,
well, you know, it is what it is. So.
That's true. Okay, well, I'm sorry to hear about that, but.
Well, that's all right. You have a great weekend. I'm gonna have to go because the production manager just summons me, so I'm gonna have to go see him.
Okay, so, no problem. Well, I'll send info at that email, and I'll check back later in the year. See how you guys.
All right. Take care. Bye bye.
Take care. You too. Bye bye. Thank you.